This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're joined right now by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. You can follow him at the Boone 29. Brett, good morning. Are you gonna be in town to see Aaron this weekend when he comes to Petco Park?
I am. Actually, I will be in the house Saturday night. One game's enough for me, but yeah, it's always good to catch up a little bit. I'll bring Gramps along with me. My dad, you know, I call him Gramps now with all the kids running around. But yeah, I always look forward. We don't get to see each other that often. We get maybe a vacation in the off season, but Aaron's a busy man. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll get to see him Saturday night.
A little baseball royalty out at Petco Park over the weekend. I love it. Talking to our pal Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods. And saw last night, I was watching the game. If you missed the game, David Bell, who's your buddy, you guys came up together. Some pretty serious baseball for the Seattle Mariners together. He had a little moment there after the first inning. Did you catch that?
I did. Okay. Give me some context on this.
Okay.
I got in late, but I saw the replay. And I'm thinking, first thing is, I know David. I know his personality. He's a maniac. He's a good man, but he's one of those guys. You cross him, he goes to another level. So I see him throwing a little bit of a tirade in the dugout, and I'm thinking, oh, he must have got tossed, arguing balls and strikes. Come to find out, it was because one of his guys got hit by a pitch.
Yeah. So they've been dealing with a lot of injuries.
Yeah, he's been banged up.
Joe Musgrove, who had just come off the injured list, was a little off on his command, and he hit Jake Fraley in the hand, and Fraley had to come out of the game, and just frustrated at losing another player. Plus, they didn't end up scoring any runs with bases loaded.
Bases loaded, one out.
So they didn't even cash in on losing the player, and it just looked like one of those. This, again, another player that he was kind of losing his mind.
Well, so it worked what Joe went out to do, to break his wrist and get him out of there. Piss off Bell, it worked. David is, he's a piece of work. And I only got to play with him 1 year in 2001. I love David Bell. He's about as passionate of a teammate I've ever had. Now, that, I think on the side, I'd say, David, we can't be throwing a temper tantrum when somebody. I don't think I've ever seen that before. I've seen a lot of temper tantrums from managers. You know, managers I played for,
yeah.
Managers I played against. Most of them very entertaining. I don't think I've ever seen somebody throw equipment in the manager position because something that happened on the field that was kind of out of his control. It wasn't a call an umpire made. It was just frustration. Very interesting. David, calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
You also said the same thing about your brother getting thrown out of so many games for the Yankees.
They're two peas in a pod. Two peas in a pod.
I got an interesting question here, at least in my opinion, Brett, so you take it for what it's worth. You know, this San Diego Padres team certainly is interesting, and I think, you know, we're trying to drill down and find out what the problem is. And when you look at it, it really is that the best players, the most highly paid players on the team are not performing up to their standards or our standards or the standards for which they are paid. I do wonder this. Is it hard to be a leader of a team when you're not performing, when you make a lot of money and you're not performing? Do people take you seriously if you walk into a clubhouse and say, hey, we got to get it together. Let's get our S together. And they're like, well, you first. I mean, is that have you ever encountered that dynamic in your many years in the dugout?
Without a doubt, because, you know, my second tenure in Seattle started in 2001. We had a historic run. 3 years. I mean, we were really good. Best years of my career. And it was kind of easy for me to come to the ballpark, you know, and I had kind of a shtick personality was, hey, guys, get on my back. Let's go. And I'll tell you, as I started to get a little bit older and father time was catching up and I, you know, and I got to be 36 years old and it's and I'm just not the player I was when I was 31. It is tough. It's tough to keep that act up. It's tough to, if you're not out there being a world beater, you know, playing like an MVP type or an all-star and expect everybody to follow you, it is a little more challenging. Now, I think your body of work speaks loud as far as like a Manny Machado. His body of work's going to say, well, what this guy's accomplished, I respect and you know, whatever he's done over the years has worked. But when you're not doing it day in and day out, it is tough. It's tough for a young player to go, well, wait a minute, he's not getting it done. I'm not getting it done, but I'm looking for somebody else. So, yes, it's definitely a challenge. It can be done. I think still when you walk to the ballpark and you see the players, Bogarts, what he's done over his career, Manny Machado comes to mind, Tatis, still so young but so talented. These guys kind of are anointed leaders just because of your physical package and what you bring to the table and the expectations. And, of course, you mentioned early salary. Yes, that comes with some expectation. You sign on the dotted line, it's like, okay, this is great, and you're going to make more money than you ever dreamed of, but there's a price that comes with that. So, yes, to answer your question, in a long version, it is definitely more challenging when you're not getting it done yourself. But it still is there. I look at this Padre team. I mean, gosh. It's frustrating for me. It's a little bit frustrating with me because probably the three teams I stay closest to are the San Diego Padres because I live here. You know, I have a little history with them. Only played 1 year. Obviously, the Seattle Mariners I keep an eye on, and then Aaron's Yankees. Not because I like the Yankees, just because it's a family thing, and you know, I'd like to see them have a chance at a ring one day. But it is frustrating to me watching the Padres. I watch the Mariners. It seems like they're kind of a similar organization or similar franchise where it's just, all right, we're 500 again, but we had these huge expectations. It's big. Here's what I think about the Padres. I look at Yu Darvish. What an unbelievable job he's done at I believe, 37, at the end of a great run and a great career. Dylan Cease has been a great addition. King's been very – all or nothing, and I think that'll hammer out over time. But for me, it's Musgrove. It's Musgrove. I know he was back last night. He wasn't himself. I know he didn't give up any earned runs, only pitched three innings. Musgrove's got to be the horse that we expect in San Diego and the horse that he has been in recent memory for this team to be really good. I look at the offensive side. You know, you look at the positives and getting a rise over here. Yeah, he brings a flair. He brings – an attitude to that lineup. I really liked that move. What Profar's doing is exceeding expectations of everybody and doing a great job. But the guys we're talking about, the Tatises, the Machados, they've got to kind of start playing. Bogarts especially. You got to start playing like the stars we expected you to. And I think over time, I'm not quitting on this team as of now, but I think over time they will be. Another positive thing, the bullpen's been a positive spot.
So no doubt.
I think that whole, with the exception of the Dodgers, who I think have separated themselves as one of the elite teams in all of baseball. I think there's five elite teams. The Dodgers are definitely one of those. I think the rest of the division, with Arizona and the Giants, I had higher expectations for this entire division to this point. I think everybody's fallen below expectations. I think as the summer goes on, I think you're going to see better play out of the San Diego Padres. But, Dave, you're getting to Memorial Day, and you're getting to that point of what kind of team are we? You're kind of hanging around 500. Sooner than later, you're going to know, is this team going to make a run? I don't know. I look at this team. I've been expecting it for years. Last year they made the deal. They got rid of Soto. He went to New York. I thought that was great for both organizations with the swap, getting King back, getting Peralta in the bullpen back. I thought it was a great deal for both. And I'm saying it's going to be different for the Padres this year. They're really going to start to shine this year. And they're just kind of in that quandary of same old stuff a year later.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Brett Boone, Insider Calls brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry, backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. I'm glad you said that something seems a little off to you as well. I'm sure, Brett, in your career, you dealt with some dumb members of the media. Maybe even like 24-year-old Ben when he was
maybe
covering the San Diego Padres back in the day. But I try to talk about this team as fairly as I can. And they can, Mike Schilt can come back, and he comes on every Friday, and he can say accurately, we've won five of our last six series. We have a better record than nine other teams in the National League. We'd be in the playoffs today if the season ended. And I know all of that is true. Yet my gut still tells me that even though they lowered payroll by so much, that this is not a team that is playing up to their potential and up to their capabilities. How do I fairly, you're a ball player. I mean, what's a fair standard for the media to be expecting of a team? And like, understand, I know it's a tough sport. I know guys go on slumps. I'm not dumb. I do understand that. I'm not trying to get them, but I also want to represent the fans and be fair and say, I know you guys have better in you though at the same time.
Without a doubt. And as a player, you sign the contract, and I mentioned it earlier when talking about leadership. You sign the contract, and in today's game, it's and the blessings are on top of blessings about the amount of money that we're able to make as professional athletes in 2024. But when you sign that contract, all the goodies you get and all the perks, there comes a downside to that. And when you're not living up to expectations, you need to be accountable. You need to have the press critique you, and you be able to take that critique. I think it's more than fair with this payroll, with the talent level on this team, to expect better than 25 and 26. They're a better team. That talent on that paper, I can look at it till I'm blue in the face and I say, that is way better than a 500 team. And you have been for years, and you haven't lived to the expectations. Not only have you set for yourself, not only payroll wise, but from your fans and from the media. So I think it's very fair. All I asked as a player, Ben, is when I was playing, is I'm going to be on the cover of the sports page when I'm rolling. And I'm, you know, I've got a 10-game hitting streak, and I've driven in 12 in the last 10. I'm going to be the cat's meow and the talk of the town. But I need to expect that when I'm not living up to my end of the bargain and I'm not carrying the mail for these guys and making a lot of money, I need to be able to be critiqued and take it professionally. All I ask of the media is come to me, be honest with me, I'll be honest with you. At the end of the day, when I'm not playing good, it needs to be reported. I ask that you do it in a professional way and not in a cutting or sarcastic way, but I need to be critiqued. And most players in that clubhouse, they understand that. They understand that when I'm not getting it done, hey, look at my salary, look what I'm making, look what the, you know, the expectations out there. We're just not living up to it. You got to kind of own up to it, go to the mic, rain or shine. It's easy to go to the microphone when you got three hits and you just rattled off four out of five. Go to the, I want to see that guy when you just lost seven straight. Does he still answer the bell? And I think as an athlete today, especially when you're one of the main guys on the team, you have to be accountable and you got to be able to take it. I just ask the press, be fair and honest and professional. No problem. I think you should critique this team. I would critique this team. I do critique this team as an analyst. Is you got to be better than this. And I don't care if you like it or not. The talent level on this team is too good for you to continue to be mediocre. You go to Atlanta, you beat an unbelievable team. I talked about the five elite teams, I think, in all of baseball. Atlanta's one of them. You just beat them three out of four, and all of a sudden you go to Cincinnati. Now, Abbott's been pitching great for the Reds. But coming off 3-4 in Atlanta, I expect to keep this thing rolling, and it wasn't meant to be. They got shut out by the Reds last night, got another one tonight with them, and it's not getting any easier. You know, you got the Yankees coming to town. So this is a big series for them to win. They got to get over 500 and then start getting some distance. I don't think I think if the Dodgers, barring a complete catastrophe and five guys go on the injured list, the Dodgers are by far the class of this division. But this San Diego Padres team still coming up on Memorial Day, for me, is a playoff team. But they need to show that they're going to be better if they get to the playoffs, just if they're going to even be a factor in that postseason tournament.
You know, it's so funny, though, in the last one, Brett, I mean, you watch them play against the elite teams, and they play better. And that's the thing is, like, people are saying, well, man, hey, get into the – that's why you get in the playoffs and see what happens. They've proven they can beat these better teams, the classes of the National League. No problem. No problem. Dodgers, no problem. Cubs, no problem. You know, the Braves, no problem. Here we go. The Reds, the Rockies, the thorns in our side. So
right.
Certainly makes for
That's the thing. That's the thing, though. You know, the Rockies. You get swept by the Rockies. That's unacceptable.
Right.
I give a night an Abbott last night. He's got a mid-2 ERA. He's pitching great. Great pitching stops, great hitting. But you can't have that Rockies debacle, then beat the Braves, and now you're in this position. They need to play better.
Brett, agreed. Really appreciate it. Great stuff, as always. And I feel I'm not crazy. Fans aren't crazy. Brett Boone, who knows baseball, says this team should be better than 500.
No doubt.
We're not imagining that. Appreciate it, Brett. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Booney.
Thanks, guys.
That is Odyssey. MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.